It was not a long time back before we were criticizing the England test team about their performances and how they were not able to win. In fact, I think it's very similar to their one day setup back in 2015, where there was a lot of criticism about the way they played one day cricket. And then once Morgan took over, we saw the transformation. And that transformation did not really impact just the England one day team, but also it had an effect on all the other teams as well, the way they played. I think a very similar thing is happening around the world in the test format. Since Rob Key appointed Ben Stokes to take over the test captaincy and had McCullum take the coaching job, we've all witnessed a massive change in English test cricket. They've won 9 out of their last 10 games, which is a phenomenal feat. They've completely rewritten the rules of test cricket and have completely changed the way test cricket is played. The recent whitewash against Pakistan in Pakistan was yet another example of that. In the first test match at Rawalpindi, with the kind of pitch there was, I think if it was any other team, draw was definitely the result of that match. But England was still able to get a result out of it, which was stunning. They scored 657 runs in the first innings in just 101 overs. That's scoring at a rate of above 6 runs an over in a test match, and that was a massive statement by itself. England no doubt have helped the dying format come back to life and also has got a lot of fans interested back in the game. But at the same time, it also has another effect from the other side of it. When, for example, Pakistan played New Zealand after that, the test match was going at about 2.5 to 3 runs an over and ended up finishing as a draw. So we're able to see a lot of comments saying that this match was not really as exciting and in the end it was quite boring. I think we might start to see these comments even more, especially in the matches that end as a draw. Another effect I think is on the teams itself. I think a lot of other teams will try to replicate this, but I don't think it's that easy. We saw Babar Azam suddenly declare at the end and said that he was going for a result, but that was quite a weird declaration, to be honest. Normally, a declaration should be when either the team has a chance of winning or it's going to be a draw, or at least when all three results are open. But I think there Pakistan didn't really have any chance. So I think he was trying to go for the baseball way, but it wasn't implemented anywhere close to perfection. And I feel we might see more of this with other teams as well. Probably other teams will try to force the pace of the game when it's probably not needed, and there might be a lot more confusion as well. When teams try to replicate this, I think the first thing is they should not just try to replicate it. It should come from the team's culture within. Now with McCullum and Ben Stokes, I think they've conveyed that message properly and it's coming from the culture of that team. So I guess if other teams have to go this way, they first have to believe in that culture and also pick the right players, which is what England have done. They've picked the kind of players who will give them that kind of pace. And don't get me wrong, I think the traditional way of playing is still, I think it has its own space and it's still exciting to watch. But I must say, right now, I guess I am a big fan of baseball as well. The part of it that excites me the most about baseball is that it forces a result, which is better for the game. I don't think we'll see from England at least, where they stop trying to win the game and go into the defensive mode just to save the game. Those kind of games can also be interesting, but a lot of the times when teams give up really early, I think it becomes a boring watch. But with their setup right now, since they play at such a rate, I think it gives just more time for their bowlers to get those 20 wickets. And with more time, I think it really forces the result, which is what they're going for. So I think it's going to be a challenge for the other teams. After watching the baseball kind of play, the traditional way might bore a few people, especially when it's played in the wrong spirit. That is, if they're trying to be on the defensive, not even trying to force the result. But I see this as an interesting transition period, and just like how the white ball format transformed, I think there's going to be a big transformation in Test cricket as well, where teams are going to follow this baseball kind of play, which I think will get more audience into the game as well. What do you think about this baseball way of playing? Do you think this should be the way forward, or should teams stick to the traditional way of playing?